Good Monday morning. Your First News Now newscast is powered by First United Bank in Marion, Kentucky. And we have a lot of news to get to this morning. We're going to also visit with the regional wildlife coordinator for West Kentucky in just a bit. But first, let's hear from Charlie Day, branch manager at First United Bank in Marion.
In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, market manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
In local news this morning, a contractor for Kentucky Transportation Cabinet plans to close Yoder Road in Crittenden County's Amish community for one full day this week. We don't know exactly what day that will be at this point. Sometime today they will make an announcement, but that closure is planned to do some paving between Valley View Road and Mount Zion Church Road. So again, that's Yoder Road in Marion, Kentucky will be closed. So stay tuned to the Crittenden Press online and we will update you about that closure schedule. Crittenden Livingston Water District's Board of Directors will have a special meeting tonight at 4 p.m. That's Monday at Deer Lakes Golf Course Meeting Room. On the board's special meeting agenda includes a closed session so it can discuss a personnel matter. The district has been without a superintendent for several weeks, so discussion about hiring a new superintendent would qualify under KRS as an exception to the state's open meetings law. So, but it's unclear. It's unclear at this point if that's exactly what the topic's about. We will be following that for the Crittenden Press this week. The Crittenden Livingston Water District is currently undergoing an expansion project, a multi-million dollar expansion project to double the capacity of its water making abilities down at Pinckneyville at the plant. And from the governor's office, although a number of area jurisdictions approved the dispensing and growing of medical cannabis during this month's election, Governor Beshear says it's unlikely that any of those operations will be up and going by January 1. Also, over the past few days, we have learned that despite the fact that this newfound legality for medical cannabis, it is going to be illegal to publicly advertise the service or sale of such products. Now, most of you in Marion and throughout Crittenden County and all the other bordering counties realize, I'm sure, that it's rifle deer season. It's a time of the year in the fall that brings in a good number of people, really thousands of people, to this region for hunting purposes. And so far, the season had been pretty slow up until the last 2 or 3 days. And really on Sunday, the harvest took a big bump. I think there were a little over 200 deer taken on Sunday alone. We're going to visit with John Zimmer, who is a Marion resident, and he's also the wildlife coordinator for all of the counties in far western Kentucky. And I want to remind you, too, that the Department of Fish and Wildlife is asking for hunters to bring in their animals to these check stations that they have set up for chronic wasting disease, CWD, which was it's a disease that is very, very dangerous for the deer herd, and it was actually found last year down in Ballard County. So they've set up in various areas in West Kentucky to take in animals that will be tested to determine if any of that is spreading elsewhere. The closest one of those check stations to us here in Marion and Crittenden County is up at Hickinson-Henry Wildlife Management Area in Union County there at Boxville. So you can take your deer head by there. And if you, you'll go into a pool of names if you do that, and they're going to draw out for a big prize. So take your deer over there if you are so willing. We're going to take a few minutes and chat with John before we get to the rest of today's news. So I hope you enjoy this interview. I know you folks who are interested in the outdoors will be, and all the rest of you may find out what goes through the mind of these deer hunters at this time of year. So I have with me today wildlife technician John Zimmer, who is the regional coordinator for 14 Western Kentucky counties in the Purchase region. He is the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife's head man in this part of the state, I guess you might say. And it's my understanding you're down at the Marshall County CWD check station today. Tell us a little bit about that, John.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Chris. That's right. I'm down here in Marshall County at one of our CWD check stations, and so kind of how that works is during modern firearm season, we are conducting these mandatory check stations on the weekends. So if a hunter harvests a deer during the weekends, we try and get them to come in, we pull some samples, have some conversations with them about CWD, and get those samples sent off for testing, and helps us better understand, you know, about the disease and what to expect or kind of how to manage with CWD.
Of course, you don't have any results right away from these tests. These have to be, they'll be weeks, I guess, before you get that information back, right?
That's right. We're typically running 3 to 4 weeks out. So even the samples that we collected last weekend during opening weekend, it's still a couple weeks out before we see those results.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're just over a week into the modern rifle deer season. And I know I've heard mixed reports around my place. It seems like it's been pretty slow, but I've heard more gunshots this morning. What are you observing in as far as how the season's going?
That's what you were saying about being slow has been kind of the consensus that I've been hearing and what I've been experiencing myself. And actually, statewide, and if you hang with me, I want to pull up some numbers so I can tell those somewhat accurately. But it's been fairly slow, I think, across the state. And I'm looking at the numbers I got earlier in the week, just looking at our opening weekend, statewide, we harvested 27,500 deer. Now, likewise, in 2023, just a year ago, on opening weekend, we had harvested 34,300. So, you know, about 7,000, a little bit lighter than we did last year. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a few factors there I feel probably coming into play. You know, if remember last weekend, probably wasn't the most ideal gun opener. With spats of rain here and there. I know Sunday morning was definitely pretty soggy. As I was working the check station, everything was wet.
Yeah.
And the warmer weather, you know, it's sometimes hard for some of the guys to be interested in going whenever it's 75 degrees.
Mm-hmm. So does it appear that the rut is hitting about the time that these hunters are in the woods?
Well, a couple things with that, you know, in Kentucky with our structure right now for modern firearm, it's always going to open the second weekend of November. So this year specifically, it opened on the 9th, and, you know, that's one of the earlier dates that it could ever be with that structure of it being open on the second weekend. So it could go anywhere from the 8th through the 14th of opening day. So it's definitely earlier for a modern firearm opener, and it probably kind of falls into suit with what we would expect on rutting activity. You know, it's probably still, you know, on the opener last weekend, we were still probably seeing a little bit of the pre-rut activity instead of the full-out peak rut.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes into play for sure.
You know, so, also this year, because it did start earlier, we're not going to have that Thanksgiving holiday weekend where people usually have more opportunities to get out. That could have some effect on the overall harvest as well.
Yes, it for sure. Whenever you can have a modern firearm season kind of encompass some holiday dates, you know, there's probably more people in the woods during that. And it's just one of those unique years where firearm season doesn't go through Thanksgiving.
So give us a little update on what's going on down at Big River's WMA, which is out on the edge of Crittenden and straddles the Tradewater River there. It's in Crittenden and Union counties. I know you used to be the manager of that and probably keep close tabs. How's their season going?
Yeah, so overall, the WMA is, we started strong. The deer harvest was tracking right along and actually probably a little bit better early season, so in the months of September and October. Now, we still have the archery quota hunt that starts late October. I think this year it was the 21st, where it shuts down and you have to be a drawn hunter to participate deer hunting on the area. And then we also have the two-day gun hunt, which is always the first weekend, first Saturday and Sunday of November. So we just wrapped that up a couple weekends ago. I actually worked it this year with the guys there. It was very similar to what we're experiencing here so far with our modern firearm season. Mm-hmm. It was fairly slow. It was probably one of our lowest harvest on the two-day gun hunt. And again, the weather was not attractive. It was 75 and windy. Mm-hmm. And we killed, I think, harvested just shy of 25 deer. Mm-hmm. Typically, we're 30 to 40 deer off that two-day hunt. There was plenty of, you know, good reports. You know, deer seen per hour. When we break down that data, it's still good, but just sometimes opportunity to present for the hunter to take. But had a couple decent deer. That hunt, we usually see one or two good, really good bucks. This year, it was probably a 150-inch 9-point was the bigger deer that we saw in that hunt.
Mm-hmm. Has the quality been good countywide? Have you got any reports on that?
Quality-wise, I think we're doing okay. You know, specifically with like WMA and some of the friends I have that have shown me, you know, their deer and being a biologist, looking at their jaws, and trying to age them. You know, the age structure, I'm still seeing some decent age structure in the deer that are being harvested. So I feel like we're doing pretty good county-wise. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can probably catch a better side of the season, which I think this, you know, the later part of this season is going to be the cherry pick of the deer activity going into this last weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, Marion resident John Zimmer, who is a regional coordinator for 14 counties in West Kentucky, wildlife coordinator for the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife. Appreciate you taking the time to visit with us today, John.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Now let's get back to local news and sports. In obituaries, Nancy E. Lynch, 79, of Marion, died Wednesday, November 13th in Dixon, Illinois. McDonald Funeral Home in Illinois is in charge of arrangements. In area meetings, Marion City Council meets tonight. That's Monday, 5 p.m. at City Hall. Also, Fredonia City Council meets tonight at 7 p.m. at City Hall in Fredonia. On Tuesday, Marion Tourism and Recreation Commission meets at 8:30 a.m. at Marion Welcome Center. And Tuesday night, Salem City Council will meet at 5 p.m. at Deer Lake's meeting room. And before we get to sports, I want to let you know that the Crittenden Press is more than just your local source for news and sports. We also do all sorts of full color and black and white printing for personal and commercial applications. We're your local source for business cards, wedding invitations, personalized note cards, letterhead, promotional materials like banners, signs, mugs, and more. We provide personalized assistance to write and print your resume, to create brochures, newsletters, booklets, and we provide editing services. The press can make document copies in black and white or full color. We create all types of graphic design, including custom logo creation. Fast turnaround times and affordable pricing right here in Marion. In sports, Crittenden County's Lady Rocket basketball girls beat Edmondson County 46-43 in a preseason matchup Saturday at Madisonville, Anna Boone was player of the game. She scored 10 points for the Lady Rocket in the preseason scrimmage. Your Lady Rockets and Rocket basketball team will be in action again this weekend on Saturday at Rocket Arena with a multi-team scrimmage series. That's going to be all day long out there. And then Saturday night will be Meet the Rockets and Lady Rockets. In KHSAA football playoffs around West Kentucky on Friday, Central Hardin eliminated McCracken County from the playoffs 45-28 in Class 5A. In Class 4A, Paducah Tillman, coached by Crittenden County graduate and former Rocket coach Sean Thompson, beat John Hardin 49-14. Tillman will host Louisville DeSales this Friday night in the state quarterfinals. Avery Thompson, Coach Thompson's son, scored a touchdown during Tillman's win over John Hardin. He had been out with an injury for the past few weeks. In Class 3A, Union County beat Adair County 17-7 and will advance in the playoffs. Union will play Hart County this week. Class 2A, Mayfield beat Caldwell County 48-21, and Owensboro Catholic beat Murray High 49-14. OCATH will play Monroe County this Friday, and Mayfield will host Lexington Christian. Your First News Now newscast has been powered by First United Bank. Be the first to know. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.